Conspiracy to commit murder is a criminal offense under Section 1(1) of the Criminal Law Act 1977. It is committed the moment two or more people agree on a plan that would result in someone's death, even if the killing never actually happens. Because murder itself carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment, anyone convicted of conspiring to commit it faces the same maximum penalty. This guide covers the legal meaning, sentencing, and defenses under England and Wales law. What does conspiracy to murder mean? Conspiracy to murder means agreeing with at least one other person to pursue a course of conduct that, if carried out as planned, would amount to murder. It's one of the law's inchoate offenses, meaning it punishes the planning of a crime, not just its completion. The offense is complete the instant the agreement is formed. No one needs to be hurt, no weapon needs to be bought, and no attempt needs to be made. To secure a conviction, the Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, must prove that two or more people agreed to a course of conduct. That course of conduct, if carried out as intended, would amount to murder. Each conspirator had the specific intent to kill. That last point matters more than it might seem. For the completed offense of murder, an intention to cause grievous bodily harm, GBH, is enough for a conviction. For conspiracy to murder, it isn't the prosecution must show a specific intent to kill, which is a higher bar and often the central issue at trial. The agreement also has to be realistic, not just a passing comment, vague talk that only sort of sounds like a plot with no real plan behind it, won't meet the legal test. Conspiracy to murder vs. attempted murder vs. murder. Offense what must be proven maximum sentence. Conspiracy to murder agreement between two or more people with intent to kill. No act toward the killing is required. Life imprisonment, discretionary. Attempted murder, an act more than merely preparatory to killing, done with intent to kill. Victim survives. Life imprisonment, discretionary. Murder, the killing is completed, with intent to kill or cause grievous bodily harm. Life imprisonment, mandatory. What is the sentence for conspiracy to murder? The maximum sentence for conspiracy to commit murder is life imprisonment, set out in Section 3(2) of the Criminal Law Act 1977, the same ceiling that applies to murder itself. Unlike murder, though, that life sentence isn't automatic. For murder, life imprisonment is mandatory by law. For conspiracy, the judge has discretion over the length of sentence, up to and including life, based on how serious the plan was. All cases are heard in the Crown Court. Judges typically weigh the defendant's role: organizer, primary instigator, or minor participant. How far the plan progressed, a weapon bought or a hitman contacted, is more serious than talk alone. Use of firearms or other weapons in the plan. Previous convictions, especially for violence. A guilty plea, which can reduce the sentence by up to a third. Genuine remorse or cooperation with the investigation. Exemples of conspiracy to commit murder. Two family members agree to hire someone to kill a relative for an inheritance and are reported to police before any payment is made or attack takes place. Members of an organized crime group agree that one of them will kill a rival. The plan is uncovered before the intended target is ever approached. A person agrees with an accomplice to kill their spouse's new partner. The plan is discovered when a third party overhears the conversation and contacts police. In each case, guilt turns on the agreement and the intent behind it, not on whether the killing actually took place. Can conspiracy to murder be prosecuted if the killing was planned abroad? Yes, under Section 1A of the Criminal Law Act 1977, a conspiracy formed even partly in England and Wales to murder someone abroad can still be prosecuted here, provided the killing would also be a crime in the country where it was intended to happen. Since murder is a crime in every country, that condition is virtually always met. Legal defenses to conspiracy to murder. Statutory, exemptions. Under Section 2 of the Criminal Law Act 1977, an agreement cannot be charged as a conspiracy if the only other person involved is the person's spouse or civil partner, the intended victim, a child under 10, the age of criminal responsibility in England and Wales. These exemptions only apply where the co-conspirator is one of these people and no one else. Bring one more adult into the plan, and the exemption no longer applies. Possible defenses. No genuine agreement. If talks never got past, negotiations, missing a key detail needed to actually carry out the plan, it may not amount to a conspiracy in law. Involuntary intoxication. If you were involuntarily drugged or intoxicated, you may not have formed the intent needed to conspire. Insanity, where a recognized mental illness meant you didn't understand your plan was against the law. Automatism, rare and unavailable if the loss of awareness was self-induced through drink or drugs. Mistake, where a genuine mistake about the circumstances means the offense, as understood, wouldn't have occurred. Self-defense, rarely successful here, since it usually covers a reaction in the moment rather than a pre-planned agreement. What isn't a defense? Entering an agreement purely to expose or prevent a crime as an undercover officer might isn't automatically a defense if the plan is allowed to progress too far before an arrest. A genuine suicide pact isn't conspiracy to murder either, since the agreement is with the intended victim. See the exemption above. Though killing the other party and surviving can still raise a partial defense to murder. Facing a conspiracy to murder charge. Being investigated or charged with conspiracy to commit murder is serious, and early specialist legal advice can make a significant difference to how your case is handled. At Stuart Miller Solicitors, our criminal defense team has secured acquittals for thousands of defendants at the Crown Court. Contact us for a no-obligation consultation. Frequently, ASKDQSDONS. What is the difference between conspiracy to murder and attempted murder? Conspiracy is the agreement itself. It's complete once two or more people agree on a plan, regardless of what happens next. Attempted murder requires an actual step toward the killing, taken with intent to kill, where the victim survives. Can you be convicted of conspiracy to murder if no one is harmed? Yes. The offense doesn't require any harm or attempt the agreement, and the intent behind it are what make it a crime. What is the maximum sentence for conspiracy to murder? Life imprisonment, under Section 3.2 of the Criminal Law Act 1977, the same maximum that applies to murder itself. Is a life sentence mandatory for conspiracy to murder? No, unlike murder, where life imprisonment is compulsory, a court has discretion over sentence length for conspiracy, up to and including life, depending on culpability and harm. Can a husband, wife, or civil partner be charged with conspiracy to murder? Not if they're the only other person involved in the agreement. Spouses and civil partners are exempt under Section 2 of the Criminal Law Act 1977. That exemption disappears the moment a third person joins the plan. Does planning to seriously injure someone, rather than kill THEM, count as conspiracy to murder? No, conspiracy to murder requires specific intent to kill. Intent to cause grievous bodily harm enough for a murder conviction if a death results isn't enough on its own for a conspiracy to murder charge. Can you avoid a conviction by withdrawing from the plan? Withdrawing doesn't undo an agreement that's already been made, since the offense is typically complete once the agreement exists. Genuine withdrawal before a firm agreement was reached may instead support a negotiations-only defense. Can conspiracy to murder be prosecuted if the killing was planned to happen abroad? Yes, under Section 1A of the Criminal Law Act 1977, provided the agreement was formed at least partly in England and Wales, and the killing would also be illegal in the country where it was planned to take place.